The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into our Sunday brunch version of the Early Edge. We're here 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It is Sunday, July 11th. I am the coach. We are powered, as always, by Sportsline. And before I get in, we'll go ahead and show our day yesterday because we had a really good day, but it was more than just about the picks. So quickly, I want to bring in the guys this morning to discuss what happened last night. There's Maestros, there's Jay Smooth. Guys, I can honestly say, in my entire betting career, I've never had more fun than I had last night. Our guy, Ian Parker, no matter what show you watch, he correctly picked the first 10 fights in the game. And then we had people on Twitter who said that they were that their 10-way parlay was ruined because fight 11 lost. But it was so much fun. Did you guys enjoy the fights last night?
I had a great time. Yeah. You know, I love Ian. I love tailing his picks. He's been winning me a lot of money. You're kind of crazy to not be following him at this point. He's basically, you know, the Martin Green of fighting, if not maybe, you know, I don't want to say it, but you know, these two guys, they're just killing it in their sports. It makes my job look hard.
And Larry, you look like a genius just signing all these cappers that are just absolutely killing the market.
Well, I know less than zero about UFC and MMA, literally less than zero, and I still made money last night, which is fun.
Let me just say this.
I just know how to enter the picks.
That's it. Now, I still get the occasional tweet because I've got to do this as the guy who anchors the show. That when you send me a tweet and we put out, say, hey, we just won that play. You go, oh, I didn't see it. Where was that posted at? I say this every single day. Follow our YouTube channels. Turn on the notifications. We can't do everything for you. And when you complain because we lose one fight in 12, he was 11-1 last night. And you're complaining because you didn't get some of the picks. Come on, be better. We do all this. We work so many hours. You got to do what we tell you to do. All right. With that being said, so much fun. We all won so much money last night. Now, full disclosure, I did have a 10-way parlay last night that I hit the first nine, first time in my career. So I had to hedge a little bit as we educate because there was no way, guys, I was going to throw that much money out the window without winning a little bit back. We did lose that 10th fight, but I still won. And when you talk about hedging, last night was a perfect example of that, right?
Yeah, you had to hedge. That would have been a brutal beat. Otherwise, I was pulling for you to get the 10-way, but still, what a sweat, huh?
It was quite a sweat. And throw the money out of the way. It was just fun. It's why we do it. We grind for everybody at home. It's why we put in the hours. And I know Ian isn't on the show this morning, but I can tell you, it doesn't mean more to anybody than him. He loves it. We love him. Love having him at Sportsline. So congratulations to Ian for going 11-1. And here on the show was damn near perfect. Just lost the one Stephen Wonderboy Thompson fight. All right, let's get into today. Because as the maestro always says, on to the next. Let's go Sportsline or storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And game three, NBA Finals tonight. We move back to Milwaukee. Maestro, what do you have?
You know, we're seeing a public professional split. You know, people say, oh, the sharps are on one side, the public's on the other. It's never that simple. There's a lot of public out there. There's a lot of professionals out there. But we are seeing a pretty big split with the public liking Phoenix in the points. This was the best road team during the regular season, best road team in the playoffs thus far, getting this many points. But the sharps and the professionals are all laying the points with Milwaukee. This line has gotten up to 4.5 now, opened at 3.5. I mean, it's simple. Obviously, it's a must win. They're coming home. Phoenix shot 20 of 40 from deep in game two. Are they going to do that again? So I think everybody, I know I am, expecting a much better effort at home, the season on the line. And the thing, you know, I'm not going to say conspiracy theory, but when you have refs in that environment and DeAndre Ayton and they're attacking him, that's where I think this game, I think the Bucks are going to get a couple early fouls on DeAndre Ayton tonight.
And that could completely change the course of that game if he's not able to stay on the court for 35 to 40 minutes tonight. All right, let's get into our board now, because we're going to have a little play on that as well. We're not going to have an early edge show, game three of the finals, and not play. We'll get to that. But if you're not already following us on Sportsline, I don't know what you're doing at this point, but we're going to still keep trying to help you. Use that promo code EDGE. We're going to give you 30 days for free. Then after the 30 days, you'll be playing with house money. But use that promo code if you're brand new, or tell a friend, bring them into the community. But we're building a family, and it's fun, and we want all of you to be a part of it. All right, we're going to go to Sportsline for our first plays today. And you guys, you heard Jay Smooth talk about Martin Green. He's been terrific, 32 and 23 in his Euro 2020 picks. That's 58%, bringing back a return of $943 for $100 bettors. And today we've got three plays from this game. First, England to lift the trophy. Now, this is a little bit different than what we normally do, but since it's a championship game, we can make this play, and it's only minus 120. Make sure England to lift the trophy. So it doesn't matter if it goes to extra time. It doesn't matter if it goes to penalty kicks. You will win if England lifts the trophy. Then, our second play, both teams to score. Italy and England each will score. That's coming in plus money at plus 110. The third play from that game will come up in just a couple of minutes. Now, our other play from Sportsline today, we're on the Bucks, -4.5. They have to win tonight. Maestro's on the Bucks, Hockman's on the Bucks, Barner's on the Bucks. All of our experts are on the Bucks. We're playing them -4.5. All right, Jay Smooth, it's Sunday brunch. I know you've got three big plays today. What are they? Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. So, you know, it is Sunday brunch. Mike isn't here today. I know he's probably, you know, cracking his eggs Benedict, probably in Florida, looking at the beach, you know, whatever, whatever. But yeah, I got three great plays tonight. It is the last day of the first half of the MLB season. So, you know, tread with caution. There could be some stars sitting. There could be some players not getting their normal looks, not playing the whole games. It's going to be interesting. I definitely recommend waiting for some totals or waiting for some lineups or taking some safer plays. So I'm going with two totals and a spread for an underdog. So I'll start with the Astros and the Yankees. Last night, this game finished at 1-0. I think we see some fireworks tonight. I'm going over on that one. So the Astros are going to get to face Jameson Taillon, who just hasn't been all that great on the road. We've talked about it a lot. And then I think he's given up four runs in all but one of his road starts. So Taillon, again, giving up a lot of runs on the road. And then Framber Valdez for the Astros has been a little shaky at home. He's given up a couple runs in his last two starts playing in Houston. And I also really like the atmosphere that we're getting in Houston during a day game. This is one of the better day game hitting environments in baseball. So the next I'm going to go with an under. I'm going to go right to the Braves and the Marlins and go under here. I really like Pedro Lopez. He didn't even get the pitch against the Braves last time. He was ejected after that first pitch hit of Acuna, who isn't even going to be in the lineup today because he tore his ACL last night. So that should help the under. It should help Pedro Lopez stay in the game for most of it, hopefully. That was ridiculous last time, but I think this one stays under. This is a great spot where you're seeing maybe some of that all-star changes to the lineup, people sitting, might be a little less offensive. And then lastly, I'm going to take the Rangers +1.5. I call this now my Matt Severance play, taking a home run line +1.5 for a team that has a good chance to win. I really do like Colby Allard. I think he's getting slept on a little bit. He has been pitching a lot better at home. He has a really nice walk rate. He's not going to put a lot of guys on base in this one. I think Bassett struggles a little bit. He has a 4.19 ERA on the road compared to 2.55 at home. So get the Rangers on the run line to get a nice little value play there.
All right. Don't forget that Sunday, most of the games are in the afternoon. So check those start times so you don't get shut out. All right, I'm going to jump in before we get to the Maestro and give you two golf plays for round four at the John Deere Classic. Now, quickly, I do have a storyline that could affect the betting lines at the Open Championship coming up in 4 days because the names just keep coming out. Kevin Na, who's a guy that I'm playing today, announced that he will not be going to the Open Championship because of the COVID protocols that are so strict this year. Yesterday, Hideki Matsuyama announced he will not be going. And then this morning, as I call PGA Tour Live, Bubba Watson on social media announced that he is pulling out because he was close to a person who tested positive for COVID. He's vaccinated. It doesn't matter. Bubba is out of the Open Championship. So back to Kevin Na. He's been dynamic this week. at the John Deere Classic. He's got the game face on. He's really pumped. He really wants to get a sixth win, and he's right there near the top of the leaderboard. So minus 137 over Cameron Champ. I've been shocked that Cameron Champ and his game have matched up so well on TPC Deer Run. I think that ends today, despite the fact that Champ says he's playing the best golf of his life. This is about Kevin Na. It's about Kevin Na potentially winning today. I love him minus the 137. Our other play, we're going to go Adam Long, minus 133. He's very quietly a really good player at certain courses, especially when the top players in the world are not here and they're at the Scottish Open. So we're going to go minus 133 over Scott Brown. Scott Brown shot an 8-under-63 on Saturday. The hardest thing on the PGA Tour to do is back up a really low round with another low round when you're trying to win the golf tournament. Those are my two plays, Kevin Na and Adam Long. All right, Maestro, you're back in your normal spot. We love having you back today. What do you got?
All right, Coach, I'm definitely looking at some MLB props, and I'm going to post those on Twitter, just waiting for a little bit more info. But one prop on the basketball game tonight, Jay Crowder, I know it's juiced up, minus over 5.5 rebounds, minus 150. He's had 10 rebounds and 9 rebounds in the first two games, and the Bucks are just big. They are big. When you have Giannis and Lopez and Portis, he has to rebound. And, of course, there's no Saric. You know, Torrey Craig is probable after that knee injury. But, you know, 37 minutes for Crowder last game. He has to play big. He has to rebound. I'm going over 5.5, and I'm laying the juice.
Yeah, I know you said it's juiced up, but in the NBA Finals, a game three, Jay Crowder, you know the juice, baby.
It's worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. And it is today. Let's go Jay Crowder over 5.5 rebounds. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Now, somebody on Twitter said, Coach, I listened to the audio version. Can you slow down on the recap? No. Watch it on YouTube. Here we go. Jay Smooth. He's on the Yankees Astros over 8.5, minus 120. Then the Braves Marlins under 7. Now, Jay Smooth, you know how much I hate unders, but I'm going to play it because it's you. Rangers plus 1.5 on the run line, minus 135. Then I'm giving out two golf plays today. Round 4 of the John Deere Classic. Adam Long minus 133 over Scott Brown and Kevin Na over Cameron Champ. Then the Maestro. As always, follow him on social media, always giving out plays later in the day when the props come out and he can really sink his teeth into them. We're going to go Jay Crowder over 5.5 rebounds, minus 150. Then from Sportsline, Bucks minus 4.5 in NBA Finals Game 3. And then in Euro 2020 Championship, we're going to go England to lift the trophy, not to win. It's different. To lift the trophy, minus 120. Normally it's that regulation bet. Don't do that and then tweet as and say, Coach, what happened? I'm telling you right now to lift the trophy. Then both teams to score, plus 110. That game kicks off at 3 p.m. Eastern time. By the way, cool little nugget, Matthew Fitzpatrick, who's trying to win the Scottish Open right now, he will be flying to this game, which is an 8 p.m. start local in England, because it means that much to him. And he's 400 miles away. Pretty cool story. Pretty cool story. Then the gym today. Oh, I love the gym today. We're on the over in the game three game. Over 221.5. Michael Roberts, we got this play from him. Now, our guy AB sent us a little nugget last night. How about this? In the last 5 game threes, the over is 4-1. So let's make that 5-1 tonight. Then, Yankees over 8.5. Then, Italy, England over 1.5. Total goals, it's all correlated, all makes sense. You put those three together, what are we talking about? How about plus 456? Tasty, and I like it. All right, Sunday brunch version. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets, just like we did last night. Boy, they got sick of us at the pay window. For the Maestro, for Jay Smooth, for our executive producer, the jeweler who puts it all together here at the brand, we can't do any more than what we do for you. Come on, drink that water. Drink that water. And remember, this is your daily sports betting show of record. We call it The Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.